Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Valhalla, a hallowed place in Norse mythology, and a golf course in Kentucky.
What the hell happened down there? Got a horse massacre?
It's PGA Championship Week with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
There's like a whole world of ancient stuff.
The Fan.
How many people knew it was PGA Championship Week until our awesome opens?
Oh, quite a few.
You think so?
Quite a few.
I had to be reminded.
When I saw Rory win,
and I'm a golf fan.
Yeah, when Rory won, and then I saw an interview with him talking about leading into it. That's when I was like, "Oh yeah, PGA Championship."
Yeah, that was when I was reminded. It was when I was watching the end of the Wells Fargo. I'm like, "Oh yeah, PGA next week." And by the way, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite, and his wife did have their baby. Happened on Saturday, and he says he is going to play.
Yeah, because
he doesn't care about no damn kid.
How many years ago was it that they flipped? Because the PGA was always last, and now it's second.
Oh, it's only been a couple years.
It's been a couple years, right?
Yeah, they won a major every month.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and they thought that maybe this would spice up the PGA. No offense. Sometimes at the end of the year, the PGA got a little lost, and now they try to move it up and, you know.
Well, they're playing at Valhalla.
That's
Valhalla.
Right. Valhoon.
In Louisville, which...
What are you giving that two thumbs, man?
I'm giving the course a little bit
really?
Of a... Well, you tell me what you think after you watch it. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch
You'll
it.
You'll watch some of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I watch all the majors.
Yeah, we'll come back on Monday and we'll talk
and you're,
about
you're
it.
You're giving... Wow. All right.
We'll see.
Hey, Red Danny! Red Danny!
We'll see.
Misfire.
Thank you for at least admitting that.
Red panties.
Because it did
there.
Not fit.
No.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives this
That's what we were going for.
What was I? Well, we don't have time for anything here now. It's now that we've got some golf in. By the way, the Oregon men's golf team is trying to make the NCAAs.
Trying or?
Well, they're at the regionals right now. And I think last I checked, they were T6.
Right.
After day one, there's 3 days, and you got to be in the top five to make it. You know, I was telling you last week that the Oregon women's team and the Oregon State.
The Lady Ducks and Beavs, we were following that.
Yeah, both of them made the NCAA championships, and I think that's this weekend.
Okay.
But the men, the men, I was about to call them boys.
How dare you?
I know.
When does a boy become a man?
Good question.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they are boys.
I'm a man. Well, some of them are probably like 18, 19. I mean, I don't know. Like my son, like he's, you know, when you get to be like 21, 22, like you're a man, right? Be a senior in college, be a man.
I think it's all specific to the person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't.
Yeah. Do you consider Meat a man now?
Definitely.
He's
now.
A man.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's very responsible. He's off the payroll.
That's a big one.
He's very responsible.
All right. But like girls, women, like I feel like there's sliding scales.
I was chastised by one of our favorite listeners for saying that the other day.
For saying
I
what?
Well, I slipped and I said, girls when talking about basketball, girls basketball.
Oh, you're supposed to say women?
And he was like, dude, that was cringy. I'm like, well, I don't
know. Say ladies. I don't know.
Women, bro.
The women are they're chartering now. Oh, yeah, dude. The WNBA is definitely leaning into the whole sex appeal thing. Dude, that's all over the map. There's a new ad for them.
That's what I do.
Skims is the Kardashian underwear is the official underwear of the WNBA.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good commercial going on right now.
That's basically just Spanx.
Pretty much.
With Kim Kardashian's
money
behind it.
Yeah, they got a lot of the gals rocking around. And let me tell you, it's solid commercial.
All right. Well, we can't get to my NFL story.
Disappointing.
But we will, because we have more segments.
Yeah.
But right now we have to break, and then when we come back, we'll have Buck's got a stopwatch, I think.
Yeah. Does it involve Zach eating naked?
Does not.
What?
Someone said, Sook, if there were Vancouver 4 text line, if there were nude pics of Zach Edey, would you pay to see them? Because I kind of think you would. I'm not going to say I wouldn't pay to see Zach Edey naked. Pay is a
how much?
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know,
$20.
No,
$8.
Yeah, five.
Seven.
Put a five. No, five. You probably get
seven.
You probably get me at seven. And but if someone sent me that link and it was free odd to click on it, you know you're clicking on that.
Oh, of course. Exactly. But I think it changes it when it says you have to pay for it.
Yeah, dude. That's one of the... It's like paywall. How many times have you clicked on an article? You're like, oh, I want to read this article. Not for 99
cents. Not that
cents.
Much. No, I just had that little... You know, that little... There's like a little line you can add at the end of a URL.
And it works every time?
I mean, most of the time, yeah. Oh. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like question mark, output...
It's the new paywall remover because the 12-foot ladder doesn't work much anymore.
No, yeah. They got around that.
All right. But now it's a new
thing.
A new one.
Anyway, Buckley is up next with our Stockwatch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ah! It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Hey, make sure you sign up for the 10th annual Fan Golf Classic. We're playing this one once again at Langdon Farms, but it's a little bit later, Thursday, July 11th. Normally, we're just before the 4th of July.
Yeah, we had to bump it due to some scheduling conflicts.
Thursday, July 11th, it's presented by Autotown GMC. Sign up your foursome for the morning or afternoon wave at 1080thefan.com. That's our website.
And it sells out every year, so get on it early.
We have a website.
Yes, we do. You can buy t-shirts there, too, now.
Here is Buckley, Ryan Buckley, of noted white privilege fame.
Mm-hmm.
He has put together our stock watch.
Yes, I have.
For today.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
We will start. Well, I wanted to start with Blazers draft lottery, and we'll also give a little bit of a nod to the text line that spurred on this question. I thought this was interesting from Brian Windhorst on ESPN regarding...
Excuse me, Brian Windhorst?
Oh, yeah, I guess we're doing Windhorst now. I'm not doing that until I hear from him directly. Does he say Windhorst?
That's what he says, yes.
He like signs off Windhorst?
They've changed it.
I don't know about this. Do we have to be okay with that, or can we just keep like calling it Twitter, and even though it's X?
Yeah, I don't care about him.
Yeah, so. I don't either. Anyways, here he is on ESPN talking about Bronny James and
Bronny.
His prospects in the draft lottery and his connectedness to Daddy Bron.
Over the last few months, Rich Paul, who's the agent for LeBron and Bronny James, has made an effort to part the concept that drafting Bronny James means you're getting LeBron. I do believe LeBron is going to opt out of his contract next month, and I do believe he's got several reasons why he wants to do that, and leaving optionality for playing with Bronny is on the list, but I don't think it's at the top. I do think he's going to be back with the Lakers. And I also will say this. I think if the Lakers have an opportunity to draft Bronny James, they will do so, whether that's with the 55th pick or if they make another deal around the draft where they pick up another pick. I think they will try. I do not think it's going to be their top priority. And I don't think the league right now is looking at this as draft Bronny James and you can get LeBron. I do think the league wants to hear from Bronny this week at the draft combine because nobody has heard from Bronny. LeBron has been his voice throughout his career, and the scouts believe that Bronny played out of position this year, and they think he actually might be better than what he's shown. So we're going to learn a lot more about Bronny in the next few days, the next week or two, and then we're going to have a better chance to assess exactly what might happen.
Really? What? By the way, he measured 6'1 at the combine. What position would you like him to play at 6'1 that can't shoot? So
center.
Out of position?
Yeah, that wasn't even where I was going to go with the buy or sell. That's a whole other thing about his actual draft stock. But considering we've declared this a bad draft, buy or sell that the Blazers, with one of their four picks, should find a way to get their hands on Bronny so they can have a path to LeBron.
Hell yeah. Why not? It's not like they're going to make good picks anyway.
I would just... This
40th pick?
The way... You're right. The way that this is, I have never seen anything like this in my 20 years of doing this. I honestly cannot recall another time that collectively we all put our head up our asses and pretended that something was one thing when it's clearly the other. This guy, he measured 6'1 and some change at the combine today for the second worst team in the Pac-12. He played 19 minutes, did not start. He shot 36% from the field, 26% from the three-point line, and 67% from the free throw line.
Did you not listen to Windhorst?
Yeah, he was listed at 6'4", by the way.
6'1"?
I know.
What? Okay, so he's out of position. What position can he play
center.
At 6'1 that can't shoot?
He's athletic.
He's not, though. He's
but his basketball
athletic.
IQ.
He's not athletic.
Yeah, what about his pedigree?
Imagine in any other scenario... Any other player on earth, and I told you he couldn't start for the second worst team in a middle of the road conference.
But buy or sell, if he's a conduit to having conversations with LeBron, you do it anyways.
Why? A 39-year-old LeBron James on this roster?
Hell yeah.
What? See, again, so you can win 29 games? Lose all the games. The only reason to draft him is to start him so you can win six games and get Cooper
Would
Flag.
You rather have the Blazers draft Zach Edey or Bronny James?
Zach Edey. 100% Zach Edey.
What about
100%?
What if they take both of them in the second round and then they just play Bronny on Zach Edey's shoulders?
See, like a master blaster, like Mad Max thing? Yes.
Yeah, try to get around that.
But it's so laughable. NBA scouts. All this is someone trying to, like, when they do eventually draft him, to be like, no, we didn't draft him because of LeBron James. We think he might
He's not going to get drafted.
Out of position.
I mean, the Lakers might take him.
Just the...
But he won't get drafted.
And then,
by the way, if you want to know, and I know this is Stockwatch, so we don't need to get into a whole thing on Bronny, but he can go back to college. If he doesn't get drafted, there is a path back to college. So it really doesn't hurt him to kind of sniff around here. And by the way, he can still go back to college and withdraw from the NBA draft by, I think it's the 19th of May. So he's still got time where he could go back. But he doesn't have a school. Like, he left USC.
Yeah, right, he
transferred out.
But he can make more money in college than he can in the pros.
You think?
Because he sucks. Like, he's not good. Wayne Gretzky's kid isn't good at hockey. Michael Jordan's kid wasn't good at basketball. And guess what? Bronny James isn't good either.
Shall we move on to the NBA? Well, I guess that was the NBA. To the NBA playoffs, that is.
I'm a Bronny fan. I just want it out there.
So you're buying this, then? The Blazers should draft Bronny James.
Yeah, I think they should all be looking at Bron. Come on, man.
6'1 guards that can't shoot. Man, those guys are great in the NBA.
Let's go to the Western Conference semifinals. It appeared that the Timberwolves had a stranglehold on that series, but the Nuggets and Jamal Murray showed up last night.
Feeding the clock. Quarter length. That's intercepted. Murray got it to go. Got it. Got it. Got it. A big time three.
Now.
8-0 run. A Reggie Miller run in the final 15 seconds of the first half.
And look at Jamal Murray staring down Kevin Harlan, who just received his jersey here. Here's the dunk by Porter Jr. Here you thought the quarter was over. A turnover by Alexander Walker. Not giving up the play is Jamal Murray. Like it had eyes.
After all of that and the momentum seemingly shifting, buy or sell that the Nuggets are coming all the way back in this series to win the thing?
Yeah, sure feels that way. Like, it just felt like in those first two games, I don't know what the deal was. Like, all season, Denver has just been kind of coasting through this thing and didn't necessarily look great against the Lakers. In those first two games, they were embarrassed. And look, when they found their stride, the last two games looked like the defending champs.
Yeah.
And... you know, Minnesota, I mean, they got 44 from Ant last night, and Denver was still in control of that game. It just feels that finally someone has gotten through, and the Nuggets realize, oh, crap, I am going home unless we do something about it. And it feels like this is the Denver that we were waiting for.
Yeah, it's an interesting turnaround, right? Because Minnesota was just hammering them.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Nope, wasn't even close.
You just could not have seen that coming. I thought for sure Minnesota would be up 3-1 going back to Denver, but... now that I mean, Denver got home court back.
Yeah.
So because of that, I might have to buy it.
Lean towards Denver.
Yeah, I might have to buy it. But Minnesota looks so good those first two games. This is a great example. File this away in your sports brain. This is a great example of why seven-game series matter and why we should never overreact even to two games, much less one. That's why, right here, this series, great example of why you should never overreact, because nothing looked like Denver was coming back. They were getting absolutely pummeled by Minnesota, and lo and behold, now it's like, well, nice try.
Yeah, have fun. And we'll see if Minnesota, let's see if Minnesota responds, because there was definitely some mess talking going on, and Anthony Edwards was, saying, hey, we'll bring it, we'll respond. Now this young team that's never been there before, we'll see what happens when they're pushed. I mean, Oklahoma City's in the same spot. Remember how good they looked in game one against Dallas? Now they're down 2-1.
Well, thank you for the nice segue there.
You're welcome.
Anthony Edwards is our next topic here. He was kind of the it guy or the player du jour of these playoffs, and as they were discussing on the NBA on TNT, Charles Barkley had some thoughts about all the Michael Jordan comparisons.
Please, America, please stop the Michael Jordan stuff. This guy's had one good playoff run, and he's a great player. I think he's going to be a great player. He's a really nice kid. We root for him. We want him to
be. Is he close?
No, hell no.
Close to who?
Close to who? They both black.
You're not close to Mike?
He's not close to Michael Jordan.
At 23?
Michael Jordan was getting – he remember, he was scoring
I'm
like –
I'm just asking. At 23, hey, 23 Mike at 23.
Anthony Edwards,
I'm just
do
asking.
Not do that. You know what, nice. Honestly, and this is not disrespectful.
He's nice.
I'm not disrespectful.
He is very nice.
But his He's body close. Type and the way he plays, to me, reminds me more of D. Wade, young D. Wade, when he was carrying that team when he had Lamar Odom and he was going through – the playoffs for the first time.
Not,
it reminds me of
all
that. They,
all I want to say is, man,
he's
why
close.
Can't we just let people do their thing and watch them? Why do we have to say, well, he's like, I'm not telling you, I'm talking about like,
you know,
he's
why?
The next Michael Jordan.
No, because you know why? Because y'all paved the way for us. That's why.
Buy or sell that we should stop making so many player comparisons and just analyze the players themselves.
Yes, 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 1,000 times yes. Mm. Like, we just, the next Kobe, the next Jordan, the next this, the next that. You're taking a kid who's 23 years old, who hasn't done squat, but looks like, you know, the sky's the limit for how good he can be. But we do this all the time. And then when you fall short, by the way, Jordan didn't win his first title until he was, what, like 26, 27? And for a while there, I remember like people saying, oh, Jordan was a selfish player and he can't win and he was just viewed as a ball hog and it was all about numbers and stats and... Gosh, stuff changes so fast. Yes, and no one wants to. Someone asked Anthony Edwards that, and he goes, no, don't compare me to Jordan. He said, don't compare me to anyone. He said, I'm Anthony Edwards. I actually really like Anthony Edwards. He seems like a fun kid with a good head on his shoulders. And stop doing this, for the love of God.
Well, just the game after he said, don't compare me to Jordan, he did the shrug. So maybe you should stop doing that.
Yeah.
But I buy it. I don't like the comparisons. However, I do. Can I give you a little asterisk on this one?
Yeah,
of course.
I do like draft comps.
Sure,
I do too.
I like that because it tells me what kind. Because nobody knows these guys.
Yeah.
These kids coming into the league. Who do they most resemble?
Sure.
As an NBA player, I like seeing that.
And that's an easy way for the fan to wrap their head around what the prospect might be like. I mean, I don't need to know what his three-cone drill time is. That tells me nothing as a football fan.
I do. I do think that the draft comps are good. Hey, you know, when
like
you
Zach
look...
Edey's is Shaq.
The Mongolian Shaq. Yeah, there is something good about saying, hey, his game reminds me of XYZ. Yes, but once they're in the league... Especially and we do this the moment anyone has any success, right? And by the way, next time we're comparing someone, can we start a little lower? Instead of going to arguably, and really not much of an argument against it, the greatest basketball player of all time, can we say that he reminds us of like Clyde? Like Drexler's a Hall of Famer? Like that's a ballsy one, but can we say that as opposed to going right to LeBron or Kareem or, you know, just let's tone it down. Start with some like all-star like and like lower level Hall of Famers before we get to the GOAT. How about that?
Well, he does look like, I mean, his game looks a lot like Jordan's. It really does.
Well, you know, a lot of people.
And Kobe's.
A lot of people.
Mine does too. You're right.
Well, Kobe's mimicked his game after Jordan and people mimic their game after Kobe.
Edwards.
Yeah, so it would make sense that their games would resemble that.
But that's where, I mean, that's where it comes from. I mean,
but
on.
Anthony Edwards said that he shoots a three ball, so his game's better.
Yeah. All right. Is that all?
It probably should be, as we are cutting into In the News.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. All right. Stockwatch each Monday is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Northern Lights. Next, here's Buck.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. So, it is May 13, 2024. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Thank you.
It's time now for some Almond Roca, it would sound.
Yeah, Almond Roca popcorn.
I'm eating the popcorn.
You know, that's the last of the Roca popcorn bags.
Really?
Yeah. It took us...
Have you checked under the sink?
Yeah, there's more.
We have more of a stash in the island under the kitchen.
I thought maybe finally after however many months.
I thought you were right, and then Isaac was poking around in the kitchen. I think it was on Thursday or Friday. And he's like, let's look under here. And it was just way more Almond Roca.
Yep.
Stan corrected.
I took some home. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but...
It's delicious.
Today is International Hummus Day.
I like a good hummus.
Me too.
I don't eat it that often, but, you know, when I do, it's delightful.
It is World Cocktail Day.
Oh, even better. Now we're talking. Favorite cocktail?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
And yet you weren't prepared.
Well, it changes.
Well, it's your favorite. I mean,
no,
yeah.
I don't. It changes.
You don't have an old reliable that you go back to?
Yeah, well, it's different. Doesn't mean it's my favorite.
Well, that would be your favorite. Whatever is the one that you, when I say what is your favorite cocktail, the first one that pops into your head, like you can have lots of things that you like. I have plenty of cocktails, but there's always one that will pop into my head. Maybe you have two that battle it out.
You kind of like whatever it is you like.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You like a Midori sour and you're embarrassed to say it?
Gross. No, I'm getting into, like margaritas these days.
Okay.
You know, kind of some of the...
You becoming a mezcal guy?
I like mezcal. I do like the smoky mezcal. Mm-hmm. I like the Oaxacan. The Negroni is a great cocktail.
Yeah.
I'm a little over old fashions. I mean, that's kind of cliche at this point, right? The old fashioned. I mean, I love
that's what
old
I would fashion. Go back to is the old my old standby. That's probably my number one. The old fashioned.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
and you really can't go wrong.
You
with
can't
it.
Go wrong, but it's. I mean, it's not my favorite. I don't know.
It may not be the most exciting or dynamic, but damn it, it's reliable.
Hard question.
Interesting. Like you're saying that it's not your favorite, even though it's like,
the old fashioned.
The old fashioned to me is like the Beatles of alcohol drinks or cocktails. It may not be like your favorite, but we all acknowledge its role, and its role is supreme.
It's delicious.
Every bar you go to will have their own version of an old fashioned. And some of the ways that people are playing around with it, there's lots of, and they're not really necessarily.
That's what makes it interesting. Yes. It's like if it's the same every time, it's like, okay, I get it. I mean, it's good, and I could drink them all day, but I like the different twists. All in old fashions, and that's kind of why I'm starting to get into the margs, is that there's so many good, just interesting marg recipes at these bars.
Yeah.
You know, with all the super crafty cocktails and such.
Yep.
Pretty good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've covered that, guys. Now
we've got it.
Now we get to the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Did you see the Northern Lights?
I may be the only person that didn't post a photo of the Northern Lights. I didn't even realize. I didn't realize they were going on. I was at Pearl Jam and then drove home. And when we got home, my daughter was gone. It was like 1 a.m. I was like,
did you don't call her daughter?
Let's see what you did there. And I was like, where the hell is she? So I called her and she drove up to Longview to see the Northern Lights. And I was like, the Northern Lights. And then of course, then I opened my phone and everyone had to post their photo of the Northern Lights.
Well, it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. That stuff never gets old, man. Well, I think that's awesome.
And now, consider me, I may be way, way out of line here, but I was a little bit disappointed when I woke up Saturday morning and I found out that I could have seen the Northern Lights the night before. Mm-hmm. And we spent like 12 minutes talking about tornadoes on Friday. Where was the heads up news, man?
No, we did.
Well, he's taking a shot at you.
No, I put it in there. It was remember we talked about they're calling it like an electrical storm that could make the Northern Lights visible all the way down to the south.
Now, yeah, that must have been me not paying attention.
Yeah, please try to pay attention to your program. Now, that being said, I totally forgot. And then I woke up the next morning, and, you know, of course, I have a weatherman for a neighbor, and he was all over it. And he was out there. He sent me all kinds of cool pics. I'm like, oh, my God.
I bet he was hyped. It's like his Super Bowl.
Dude, he was so hyped.
You do need to realize, too, that when you see these photos, that's not what it looks like in person.
Right. That's the thing.
I've seen the North. I mean, I've seen it. They're really cool. And I've seen some nice ones up in Alaska.
Yeah.
Iceland, like... And you can see some cool ones. They never look.
Right.
The photos.
It's the long. Yes. What is it? The long exposure photo.
You take that and it
makes it look awesome.
Yes. So, yeah, it looks cool. But when you see the photo of, especially from these, and it looks like the most amazing thing, realize that's a photo. It doesn't quite look like that. So don't be totally bummed if you missed it, but it is a cool thing to see.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well.
That's it?
Well, no, I was going to tell you about why that happens. Because we don't, you know, I mean, we don't get to see them here often.
No, we do not.
You know. And it said that the Northern Lights visibility this far south of the Arctic Circle is due to several coronal mass ejections where the sun expels magnetic field and plasma mass.
Oh, yes, plasma mass. I knew that.
And that can cause problems for communications and power plants. The Federal Emergency Management Agency currently reports no outages or interruptions due to the CMEs. Hmm. So it was
I won't remember any of that, but...
it was all good.
It was cool.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Mm-hmm. And I think they were visible again on Saturday.
They were, but I don't think it was quite as visible. The other members of my family went out seeking that. I went to bed because I was tired, and they said they did not see
you that. Rocked too hard.
I rocked too hard, man.
Pearl Jam.
That's how I do it.
Well, people continue to underestimate water.
Yeah, don't do that.
We will get to that next on In the News. It is 4:48 on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts. I just can't find
a baby. All right, this is In the News for March. Or not March. It's May, isn't it?
It is May.
Almost June.
Yep.
How about that? June.
How about that?
It is May 13, 2024. Several people had to be rescued from water over the weekend.
You knew it was happening.
Well, it happens every year.
Yeah, the moment the temperature goes up, everyone goes and dives in the water, and they find out the water is ice cold and that they're drunk, and next thing you know, whoops.
Yeah.
Hey, no one died, though, that I saw, right? Just some rescues?
Yeah. Well, believe me, the deaths are coming.
Yeah. Well, I remember this was a couple years ago. We went up to not Multnomah, but Moulton Falls up in Washington on the first. It was like 102 degrees.
Ooh.
And we were like, all right, let's go up there. We'll splash around. You can jump off the cliffs or whatever. We got there and my daughter jumped in the water. Dude, it was like a cold plunge. You could not get in the water for more than 10 seconds. And she tried to stick it out. She was in there for like 30 seconds and we had to pull her out because she started to get like hypothermia. We're like, she sat on the rock and was like shaking. We're like, honey, like you can't go in the water. And they're like, it's 103. Yeah, well, the water is 7 degrees. So no. And if if you're not paying attention, you got some drinks. I mean, that stuff is deadly.
One of the persons rescued was a juvenile who couldn't swim.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Who was in the Clackamas River near Gladstone, but ended up okay. And two adults who got stuck on a rock at Moulton Falls in Clark County.
Yeah.
Where the water was 42 degrees were rescued with no injuries.
It's like your exact experience.
I'm telling you, it happens because it's beautiful water and there's like, and it's deep so you can jump in. It's a really cool spot. But it is, unless you're there way late in the summer, that water is so damn cold, it takes your breath away. And can I also say this? What the hell are you doing in the Clackamas River not being able to swim?
That's a good question.
What age? I mean, I have to wonder what age the juvenile was. If it's like a 5-year-old who doesn't know any better, that's one thing.
At what point, even as adults, I won't get it. Like, if you're not a strong swimmer.
Don't swim?
Life jacket. I'll tell you what, if I'm drinking.
Now, that looks dumb, though.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, that's what people who don't put life jackets on say.
Like when we go out, like we'll go out on like friends' boats or whatever, and you know you're having some drinks or whatever, and then you jump in and swim around. I'm a really good swimmer. I think I'm part manatee. I'm better in the water than I am on the land. I still wear a life jacket because A, I'm drinking, and B, it's funner. I'm just in the middle of a lake somewhere. I don't have to do squat. If you want, turn the life jacket upside down, diaper it up, and you can put your beers in the front of it. It's great. But we're like, we have this like stigma, like, oh, I'm not wearing a life jacket. Why? It makes it so
it's like
much
not wearing a helmet on a bicycle.
Exactly. It's just stupid. Wear a life jacket. Problem solved.
There was a man in the Sandy River by Lewis and Clark State Park in Troutdale who had to be pulled from the water. A bystander got him out of there. He became disoriented because the water was so cold.
Yeah.
There were two more water rescues Saturday night on the Clackamas River near High Rocks. One person was yelling for help as they drifted downriver before bystanders jumped in to assist. The other one, we don't have any deets, but nobody died.
That's good. But you know they're coming. Just telling you people, life jacket just makes it so much better. I will never understand the people's resistance to life jackets. Don't get it. Does it make you less manly?
It has life right in the title.
No. Hey, I'm going to be in this fast-flowing current. I'm probably going to be drinking, and the water is pretty chilly, and I'm not the strongest swimmer. What, you want me to wear a life jacket? What am I, a candy ass? It's just so ass backwards. Don't you try the diaper style. It's kind of fun. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but like, if you're worried about the whole manly thing, go that way.
Someone is asking if... And is this true that Will Ortner did the 9-for-9 at the Mariners game?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think someone
you can look at video of it.
He has a video of it? I haven't seen it.
He did it with like a blog company or
some sort of blog thing, I think, took him up there and paid for it and everything. I think, yeah.
So this is what you were talking about the other night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But not in an hour. He did it over the course of a baseball
game. Over the course of a game, yeah. He went to a Mariners.
Well, no, it's a beer and a hot dog every inning.
Yes.
Well, right, but Suk said he could do that all in an hour. What? He said he could do 9-9 in an hour.
Oh, I don't think he said that.
I didn't say that.
No, I
don't. Oh, I thought you said you could do it in the club. You could do 9 beers and 9 dogs in an hour.
No, we were saying we should do it in the club, and then I was like, no, we have to do it over an entire show.
Yeah. I thought you said you could do it in 60 minutes.
No, he was saying the show.
Okay.
I mean, I do think I could do it in an hour, but I don't think that'd be wise. But
no,
I don't want to see that.
I'll stand by my statement that, first off, 9 beers is nothing, especially like 12-ounce light beers. The 9 hot dogs in an hour? That's a little rough. But yeah, I think Ortner filmed it, or someone filmed it, and he went up there and did it.
Look at him stealing your thunder. He really is you.
He's trying.
That's your bit.
Is it? I think that bit's been done many, many a time. And of the eating / like drinking challenges, I just don't think that one is a challenge.
Yeah, look at that. He did.
Yeah.
Full video next week on YouTube. The 999 challenge.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's
The video that's up there is like 90 seconds of highlights.
Yeah, guys, says Vancouver Vortex, and my buddy runs the podcast, The Couch GM, and he took Will up there. It's all documented. So there you go. The Couch GM.
Maybe we can have Will do all your bits so you don't have to do them.
If you thought he wasn't coming for your job before.
Yeah. Totally. God. All right. Well, that's about all we have time for, guys. A little hot water news. Actually, cold water
cold
news.
Cold water. So just be careful out there.
Be careful,
next
yes.
Next time it's hot or anytime
Remember,
you're in the water.
It's usually the water is runoff and it's cold.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Idiots.
Don't die. We
but
don't
we
want
love you.
You. We don't want you to die.
That's your In the News for May 13, 2024. Coming up next, the hot, very smoking hot 5 at 5 tonight in sports. And Washington has done something, I don't know if it's remarkable, but it's big. The University of Washington.
Notable, maybe?
Notable. It made the hot 5 at 5. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.